الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. We continue reading in the chapter the author he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى about the means that will bring about faith and increase it and strengthen it and keep it good and strong. And he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى the fifth affair from where the faith can be derived from and a means to strengthen it and make it firm. He said, Rahimahullah, وَمِنْ أَسْبَابِ الْإِيمَانِ وَدَوَاعِيهِ أَتَفَكُّرُ فِي الْكَوْنِ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا فِيهِنَّ مِنَ الْمَخْلُوقَاتِ الْمُتَنَوِّيَةِ وَالنَّذَرُ فِي نَفْسِ الْإِنسَانِ وَمَا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الصِّفَاتِ. So he said, Rahimahullah ta'ala, that from the means of faith and that which is called to it, and from the means of bringing about the faith and strengthening it, and strengthening the faith, and those affairs that call to the faith and will bring it about, atafakkuru fil kawn, to reflect and to ponder, to think deeply about the universe, to reflect and to ponder and to think deeply about the universe and the creation of the heavens and the earth and that which is contained therein, from different types of creations, different types of creatures and various creations. And likewise to look with reflection and to ponder and to think deeply about the human being himself and that which he is upon, from the different attributes and characteristics, the traits, yani, that the human being he has. So from the greatest means to strengthen the faith, to increase in faith, is to ponder over the universe, the creation of the heavens and the earth and everything therein, and to ponder likewise over its beauty and its harmony and the benefits that are found therein, and how there are so many different species and different creations and different affairs, and each one has a suitable shape and form and purpose and life and benefit and the likes like this, different colors and different shapes and different forms. And likewise looking at the human being and reflecting over one's own self and one's own soul and his life and where he began, and thinking about where he's been and where he's going and the likes like this. This is all from the amazing affairs, as the author he will mention, indicating the greatness of the Creator, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. He said, فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ دَاءٍ قَوِيٌ لِلْإِيمَانِ. Because this here, to ponder and to reflect over the universe and over the creation of the human being, is a strong caller to faith. Is a strong caller to faith. لِمَا فِي هَذِهِ الْمَوْجُودَاتِ مِنْ أَظَمَّةِ الْخَلْقِيَ الدَّالِّ عَلَى قُدْرَةِ خَالِقِهَا الدَّالِّ عَلَى قُدْرَةِ خَالِقِهَا وَأَظَمَّتِهِ. And this is from that which these great creations have, and these creations they have from greatness, and indicating the greatness of the creation, indicating likewise the power of the Creator of this creation and His greatness and His majesty. وَمَا فِيهَا مِنَ الْحُسْنِ والانتظام والإحكام الذي يحير الألباب الدال على سعة علم الله وشمول حكمته وما فيها من أسناف المنافع والنعم الكثيرة التي لا تعد ولا تحصى الدالة على سعة رحمة الله وجوده وبره وذلك كله يدعو إلى تعظيم مبدعها وبارئها وشكره واللهج بذكره وإخلاص الدين له وَهَذَهُ رُوحُ الْإِيمَانِ وَسِرُّهُ. So again he says, Rahimahullahu ta'ala, that this is a strong call to faith, from pondering and reflecting at this existence and all of these affairs and the creation, these great and marvelous creations, indicating the power of the Creator and the greatness and the majesty of the Creator, and that which is found in this creation and this existence, from beauty and how precise it is and perfect it is, and everything is in harmony and moving accordingly in a beautiful and the most perfect and precise manner, to the extent that it will amaze the minds. And it will be something that will amaze the minds entirely. A person who reflects over this life and this creation, he will be amazed at how beautiful and how wonderful this creation is, and how amazing any of the affairs in the creation are. And from the insects and the animals and the trees and the different species of all of these affairs and the benefits that they have and that they bring. For example, the bee, and how the bee, its life is and how it moves and travels travels miles and miles a day and never gets lost, and is guided, and it knows its way, and it finds the pollen, and it finds any its means of livelihood, and then derived from its belly is the honey that's beneficial for the human being, and in the most beneficial manner, and it has a cure in it, and it's tasty and it's sweet, coming from this small insect in this manner like this. This is just one any affair that would amaze the human being, that would amaze the mind, and the one who reflects and ponders over it. The one who reflects and ponders over it. He says all of this is indicating the vast knowledge of Allah and His encompassing wisdom. And His encompassing wisdom, vast knowledge, and that He created this bee in this manner, and it flies through the air, and it has a home and a hive, and it has this deed that it does, and it has a kingdom, and it has a kingdom and a manner of how the bees live and how they survive, and they have an organized life, and the life's like this, and they have one who is a leader, and they have one who is the queen, and they have workers, and likewise the ants as well. They have an organized society and the way that they live, and the fish in the sea, and the birds in the trees, and the life's like this, how they move, and how they survive, and how they're alive, and one of them is provision for the other, and all of them have provision, and they're all here for us to benefit from, and they're all here and subjected for the human being. All of this indicating the vast knowledge of Allah and His encompassing wisdom, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says again, likewise, any from the different types, all different types of benefits and many blessings, and so many blessings, abundant bounties and blessings that could not be counted nor enumerated. All of this indicating likewise, these bounties and blessings, these different types of goodness and beneficial affairs in the creation, indicating the vast mercy of Allah and indicating His generosity and kindness, subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of this here now is calling a person to revere and to respect and to honor and to magnify, to glorify the Creator and the one who has originated this affair and the one who has brought all of this creation into existence, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to show thanks to Him. This is what this calls a person to, and this great bounty in this creation, reflecting upon that and all of the good therein and all the blessing therein and all of the great benefits that one has in this creation. And this will call a believer to believe in the Creator and to see that He has encompassed all things in knowledge and that He has the ability to do all things. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has brought this creation into existence in this manner and the shape and this form and in this amazing manner, that He's worthy of worship. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that He has knowledge and wisdom and He's powerful and strong, and likewise that He's merciful and kind, and all of this was created for us. How much benefit do we have from the cattle, from drink, and from riding, and from toiling the soil, and from likewise clothing and car seats and couches and so many different benefits coming from the cattle, from the animals. Sometimes we eat them, and other times they're ridden on, and sometimes they carry property, and other times they toil the soil, and sometimes you get the drink from them, and sometimes you wear their skin and their hide for clothing and make all different types of shoes and other items, and from the hide of the animals. From the hide of the animals. And these animals, they're alive at one time. They're alive and they're walking on the earth, and they have provision. They have provision, and they have along with them so much benefit, and they're a service to us. فَلْيَنْظُرْ إِنْسَانُ وَنْسُرُتْ الْغَاشِيَةِ At the end of Surah Al-Ghashiyah? إِلَى الْإِبْلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ What is the verse? أَفَلَمْ يَنْظُرُوا إِلَى الْإِبْلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَ. Did not look at the camels, how they're created. The camels, subhanAllah, how they're created. How they can live for days without water. And they can live for days without food and the likes like this in the heat. Yet they're strong and they're large and they're powerful. But they will submit to a small man. A small man, the weakest of men. An old man will come to him and he will order him and command him, and that camel will bow down and surrender and submit, and he can take milk from it, and he can pull it down and slaughter it and eat from it, and he can use the hide from it, and likewise he can ride on it, and he can put his goods on it, and he can do as he likes with it. And he's a weak old man, or even a woman sometimes could come and order the camel, and the camel will bow down, and she can get on and ride it, or she can come over there and milk it and benefit from it. And this large animal, strong and powerful, that is subjected. It's subjected to the human being to benefit from. And you're looking at the creation of the camel and the rest of the cattle and how amazing that is. And that this large camel, at one time it was in the womb of another camel. And then it came out alive and walking. It came out alive and walking, and from it comes milk that is pure and beautiful and beneficial. And the meat likewise is tasty and savory and beneficial. And so many benefits from these animals. Allah is calling the human being to ponder over these affairs. You need to increase in faith, and likewise to show thanks. And likewise to show thanks. So all of this he's saying is calling the individual to reflect, and then to realize the greatness of Allah and His majesty and honor and His authority and power and His supreme knowledge and wisdom, and likewise His kindness and mercy, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this will call a person to honor Him and to revere Him and to fear Him and to glorify Him and to praise Him and to worship Him and to surrender and to submit to Him with thanks and gratitude, to show thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal. وَاللَّهَجِ بِذِكْرِهِ وَإِخْلَاصِ الدِّينِ لَهُ. And that one, he will be fond and love the remembrance of Allah, and he, the creator of the heavens and the earth, and that he would make his religion, his way of life, all of his deeds, inwardly and outwardly, entirely for Allah alone. And the one who reflects over the creation like this, in this manner. And this, he says, rahimahullah, this is the soul and the essence of faith and the secret of faith. Yani to reflect upon this affair and to have sincerity and to make the religion purity for Allah. But it comes in this manner like this. So he says, وَكَذَلِكَ النَّظَرُ فِي فَقْرِ الْمَخْلُوقَاتِ كُلِّهَا وَاضْطِرَارِهَا إِلَى رَبِّهَا مِنْ كُلِّ الْوُجُوهِ مِنْ كُلِّ الْوُجُوهِ. And likewise to ponder, yani النَّظَر, yani to look and to reflect and to think at the dire need of the creation, all of them, and the dire need of the creation, all of them, to its Lord, and to its Lord, to its Creator, from every aspect. And everything in creation is in dire need, and in dire need of the Creator for its very existence. Allah, He is the one who created it. Allah, He is the one who brought it into existence. Allah, He is the one who gave it its shape and its form, and it's by His will and permission that it's in existence. And it will not exist except with His authority and command, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everything in existence is in dire need. In dire need, yani for its very existence, yani to ponder, to reflect over this affair, and to realize this. وَأَنَّهَا لَتَسْتَغْنِي أَنْهُ طَرْفَةَ عَيْنٍ خُصُوصًا مَا تُشَاهِدُهُ فِي نَفْسِكَ. He said, and that these creations, they are not free or in no need from Allah. They are not self-sufficient whatsoever, not for the blink of an eye. Not for a blink of an eye, especially what you witness in your own soul. Especially what you witness in your own soul. And in the need that you have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is from the greatest means to have success and to be rightly guided and to be firm upon the straight path, to realize one's dire need for Allah in every moment and every second. In every moment and every second, dire need for guidance and for help and for aid and support, that Allah will guide the heart to know that which is pleasing to Allah and to know that which is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from creed and belief and from knowledge and statements and actions and deed, yani from manners and conduct, all of this, to know this affair. And then that Allah will guide the heart likewise to prefer that and to want that and to hope for that and to desire that. And that Allah will guide a person likewise to apply that and comply to that and to be upon that and abide by that, yani to live in that manner. And so a believer, he will realize that he is in dire need of Allah Azza wa Jal for his safety and for his security and for his livelihood and for his provision and for likewise the safety and security of his family and their livelihood as well. It's not in the hands of the human being, rather it's in the hands of the Creator. He is the one who is in charge and He is the one who has authority. And even if a person, he takes the means, it's from the mercy of Allah and the bounty of Allah. And if he's given success in that, yani in taking the means, and then he's successful in his search, this is likewise from the bounty of Allah. It's the favor upon favor, and a blessing upon blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, a believer, if he realizes this, that he's in need for in every breath for guidance and help and success and protection from Allah Azza wa Jal, this is the greatest means, yani to have guidance and to be given success and to have the tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what one he will realize. Looking into this creation, all of it is created by Allah. All of it is provided and sustained by Allah. All of it is under the command and the decree of Allah. Nothing happens in His kingdom and His creation except with His will and His permission, according to His knowledge and His wisdom and His justice, subhanahu wa ta'ala, including you and I. Including you and I. So therefore, if a believer, he hopes to have any good, then he will hope for that from the Creator of good, And if he's afraid of any evil, and if he's afraid of any harm, then he will seek protection with the one who created this affair, the one who has authority of this affair, who his command is the command, and his decree is the decree. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. To realize this. Yani, so he says, وخصوصاً يعني ما خصوصا ما تشاهده في نفسك من أدلة الافتقار وقوة الاضطرار. يعني especially what you witness in your own self from the evidence of great poverty. Poverty here meaning need. يعني dire need of Allah in every circumstance and every situation. From the greatest losers are those people who think they have the ability to defend themselves and to take care of themselves, and they can fend for themselves, and the bounties that they have, and the good that they have, whether it's in the deen or in the dunya, it's from the sweat of their own forehead, and from the efforts of their own hand, and they have tired themselves out, and this is what they deserve, and the likes like this, they work for this, therefore this is mine, and I'm the one striving for this affair, I deserve this because I work so hard, and the likes like this, this is not the proper creed or understanding. Rather, a believer, he is in great need and dire need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whatever good comes, and whatever safety comes, and whatever benefit in this life comes, or in the hereafter, is from the mercy and the grace of Allah. Whatever protection, whatever rank or status one has, is from the grace and the mercy and the favor of Allah. Allah, He is the one who has provided that. From His wisdom subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has also created and legislated means to obtain these affairs that lead to them. And He is likewise the one who gives a person success to take those means. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala khalaqakum wa ma ta'amaloon. He created you and what you do. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore there are means to get money. There are means to get knowledge. There are means to do righteous deeds. And Allah, He is the one who gives the people success to do that. And there are means that lead to His anger. And there are means that lead to the hellfire. And there are means that lead to failure in this life and the hereafter. Allah Azza wa Jal, if He does not give a person success, and He leaves him to himself and to his soul, then He will abandon him in this manner, and He will leave him to his soul to follow his own way. And he will be misguided, and he will be lost. All of this is according to His knowledge and His wisdom. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, and His justice. And likewise, and based upon His grace and His mercy, His knowledge, His wisdom, and His complete supreme justice. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is something that one, he will realize. So now he says, rahimahullah, وَذَلِكَ يُجِبُ لِلْعَبْدِ كَمَالِ الْخُضُوعِ وَكَثْرَةَ الدُّعَاءِ وَتَضَرُّعِ إِلَى اللَّهِ فِي جَلْبِ مَا يَحْتَاجُهُ مِنْ مَنَافِعِ دِينِهِ وَدُنْيَاهُ وَدَفْعِ مَا يَضُرُّهُ فِي دِينِهِ وَدُنْيَاهُ. So he says, rahimahullah, and to summarize, to go back to the beginning of this issue, the one who reflects on the universe, this is from the means of knowing Allah. So this is going back to the issue of at-tawheed al-ilmi. This is going back to the issue of at-tawheed al-ilmi, the knowledge-based tawheed. Learning about Allah Azza wa Jal, learning about His Lordship and His Rububiyyah, learning about His actions, what He does. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, from creating and giving shape and form and bringing into existence and providing and giving life and giving death and raising and lowering and the likes like this. All of this is from the actions of Allah, from His Rububiyyah, from His Lordship. Rabbul Alameen, Tabaraka wa ta'ala. Likewise, we see in here as well, you will find that one will realize that Allah, He has knowledge over all things, vast, encompassing knowledge and wisdom. So therefore, this is indication of His attributes, of His beautiful names and attributes. Likewise, the one who ponders over the creation, this is what he will realize. This is what he will understand, especially if he has usul, yani with regards to the understanding of the legislation, the creed, and the belief, and the likes like this. He has usul, and then he ponders over the creation. This will strengthen those usul. He will realize that Allah has encompassed all things in knowledge, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the ability to do all things. And this is the reason from the creation of the heavens and the earth. لِتَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَحَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا. And this is from the purpose of the creation of the heavens and the earth. And in all the bounties and the blessings likewise, Allah in Surah An-Ni'am, He mentioned a number of these blessings and the creation of the heavens and the earth to ponder over them. And then He says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, in order for you to show thanks. And then He will say, mention more blessings and bounties from the creation of the heavens and the earth. And then He will say, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُسْلِمُونَ, so that you will surrender and submit. so that you will surrender and submit. Yani after realizing this affair and knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His Lordship and His beautiful names and attributes, that He has the ability to do all things, that He's encompassed all things in knowledge, that He is the most gracious and the most merciful, He is the provider and He is the sustainer. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has the command and the authority. Lahu al-khalqu wal-amr. Tabarakallahu rabbul alameen. Allahu akbar. Then he combining this pondering and reflecting on the creation, and he coupling that with any of the ayat that are recited, that this calls to faith. This strengthens the faith. This brings about the love of Allah Azza wa Jal, and even to know Him even more from those signs and from those signs. And this is from the greatest callers, yani to strengthening the faith and making it firm. And this is what a believer, he will flee to at any time of trial or distress or doubt or the likes like this. He'll flee to this affair. He will flee to Tawheed. He will flee to Tawheed. Some people bring shubuhat or they bring doubts. He will flee to this affair, the affair of a Tawheed and knowing Allah Azza wa Jal in this manner. Or if there's a calamity or a hardship or difficulty or one is faced with some type of danger and the likes like this, he will flee in this manner. Recently, we've seen a clip yani from one of the mashaykh, Muhammad Hisham al-Tahiri, Hafidhullah in Kuwait. They had an earthquake. An earthquake began in the middle of the class. In the middle of the class, immediately he began calling on Allah. It's an amazing affair. He began calling on Allah, seeking forgiveness. And calling on Allah and praising Allah, and he flew and he hastened and raced to Tawheed. This is where, but it's all calm. He found calmness in this. If you listen to his voice, he just all of a sudden you hear the thing, the place shaking, and then all you hear him is repenting to Allah, calling on Allah, praising Allah. And this is the means of success. And he, from the strength of faith, when calamity has come, a believer, he will remember that the command is Allah's, and he'll flee to Him. He'll flee to Him with his heart and with sincerity and with truthfulness and with obedience, with obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is an amazing affair. يعني ففروا إلى الله ففروا ولا ملجأ ولا منجأ من منك إلا إليك نعم نعوذ بك منك سبحان الله. This is an amazing affair. قل أعوذ برب الفلق. قل أعوذ برب الناس. All of these affairs indicating the greatness and the power of Allah, that one, he flees to Allah. That Allah, He's the only one who can help you. Allah, He's the only one who can save you. Allah, He's the only one who can protect you. Allah, He's the only one who can provide for you. Allah, He's the only one who can keep you safe. Allah, He's the only one who can remove you out of the situation that you're into a better one. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, the command is His. The command is His. So therefore, a believer, he will realize this affair, and this will increase him in submission, he says. This will complete this, and by pondering over this, and over this issue here, at-tawheed al-ilmi. At-tawheed al-ilmi. Allahu Akbar, the knowledge-based tawheed. Then it would necessitate, require for the person now to have complete submission. To have complete submission. And to have an abundant supplication likewise. And he would call on Allah all the time. He would call on Allah all the time. With his tongue and with his heart. Calling on Allah. Calling on Him. Invoking Him. Invoking Him. Supplicating to Him. For every need. For every circumstance. For every situation. Every minor and every middle, every minor, every major thing. Even if a person, he needed to tie a shoe, he will seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if he needed to tie a shoe, he will seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every circumstance, in every situation. In every circumstance, in every situation in the human life. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us likewise, to remember Allah and to seek His help and to seek His aid in every circumstance. In every situation, by knowing Allah in this manner, this is what will happen. وَذَلِكَ يُوجِبُ لِلْعَبْدِ كَمَالِ الْخُضُوعِ وَكَثْرَةَ الدُّعَاءِ وَتَضَرُّعِ إِلَى اللَّهِ فِي جَلْبِ مَا يَحْتَاجُهُ مِنْ مَنَافِعِ دِينِهِ وَدُنْيَاهُ وَدَفْعِ مَا يَضُرُّهُ فِي دِينِهِ وَدُنْيَاهُ. So this will also necessitate, this will bring about him the perfect submission, a complete submission, and also an abundant supplication, and that he would humble himself. يعني التضرع, it really means to humble and to lower oneself and calling on Allah with consistency and humbleness and humility, calling on Allah in this manner over and over for everything he seeks from the benefit of this of his deen, of his religion and the worldly affair. And likewise to repel and to remove anything that is harmful in his religion and the worldly affair. And he would in entirety put his faith and trust in Allah. So he says, وَيُجِبُ لَهُ قُوَّةَ التَّوَكُّلِ ala rabbihi. And this will require for him to have the strong reliance upon his Lord. Strong reliance upon his Lord. Ala rabbihi, upon the Lord. The Lord who is the creator and the provider and the sustainer. And he is the one who is the disposer of the affairs. And he is the one who the command is in his hand. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore a believer who increases in faith in this, and his heart is full of this faith, and this is firm in his heart, then he will trust upon Allah. And he will attach his heart to Allah entirely with reliance and trust and hope and faith. وَكَمَالَ ثِقَةِ بِوَعْدِهِ وَشِدَّةِ طَمَئِ فِي بِرِّهِ وَإِحْسَانِهِ. This will increase him, and it will bring about for him strong reliance upon his Lord, and also complete trust in his promise, and also to have strong hope and desire for his goodness and for his ihsan, and for the goodness and the blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who realizes this, it would increase him in these affairs. Humbleness and submission, trust and reliance. And then he says also having sincere belief and ithiqah and trust and certainty with regards to the promise of Allah. The promise of Allah Azza wa Jal, that he's going to resurrect mankind, and that he's going to hold them to account, that he's going to hold them to account, and that he's going to reward those who believe and do good with good, with a paradise that which no eye has seen and no ear has heard or even crossed the mind of a human being, and likewise the threat for those who disbelieve and belie him or belie his prophets and messengers alayhi as-salatu was-salam, or disobey, likewise they're threatened. So this would, by pondering over the creation in this manner, this would increase his trust and reliance in the promise of Allah. In the promise of Allah, the one who sends the rain from the sky into the barren land that is dead and brings it back to life again after it's dead, and everybody sees it's dead. The trees are fallen. The trees are fallen from the trees. The grass is crumbled and gone away. And then the rain comes, and it comes to life, and it's beautiful, and it's colorful, and it's thriving, and the light like this. وَكَذَلِكَ تُخْرَجُونَ وَكَذَلِكَ الْخُرُوجِ. In this same manner, you'll be brought out from your grave and held accountable for your actions. And like this, the resurrection will occur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned this in a number of verses, yani in the Quran. So, but these are also signs and ayat that you see in the creation. A believer who would increase in faith in this affair. He would increase in faith in this affair. This will strengthen also, he says, yani rahimahullah, yani that a person, he will start to hope, shiddat tama', yani he will severely hope and desire and want the blessing and the bounty of Allah. The blessing and the favor and the goodness from Allah Azza wa Jal. And a person, if he sees how Allah is kind to his creation and providing for his creation with no ending. He's providing for this one a child, this one a son, and this one a daughter, this one two sons, and this one has twins, and this one has six boys, and this one has five girls, and this one has boys and girls. Then a believer, he sees that Allah is providing for all of his creation like this, then he would hope for likewise to have a boy and a girl. He'll hope likewise. Allah is providing for him this one and that one. I want the same thing. So now he will see that and realize that it's coming from Allah. Now he'll hope from Allah. I want a son. I want a daughter. He will call on Allah and hope in Allah. He sees this person, he has a nice job, he has halal money, he has living a big house, and it's all from halal expenses. And he's good in this manner like this. And this is all, this is not from the brother, this is from Allah. The believer who realizes that and sees this, and he'll say, I want the same thing. I want to have what he has. Call on Allah Azza wa Jal. Call on Allah Azza wa Jal. And then he will start hoping from Allah and desiring from Allah, and then taking the means likewise that Allah has legislated for him to have that. And this is the case. So a believer, whenever he sees these affairs, that this is from Allah Azza wa Jal, he's providing for his creation, he's providing for the people, he will hope for that provision likewise. He will hope for that good likewise. He sees that this person, he memorized Quran, this person, he memorized Hadith, this person, he's learning their religion, Allah has increased him in beautiful manners and conduct and the likes like this. This is a favor from Allah, a bounty from Allah. This person has good, a path, he's upon a path of goodness, is clear in his knowledge and his manners and his conduct. Then this is a favor from Allah. So therefore a believer, he would like to have the likes of that. And he will not despise that person. He will not be what they call the enemy to bounties and blessings. Rather, he will realize that this is from Allah. And he will hope for the likes from Allah Azza wa Jal. He will hope for the same thing. He will hope for the same thing from Allah. The one who provided him that will provide for you that likewise. The one who provided for him these affairs, he will provide for you likewise. He is the provider. He is the sustainer. If you want to have any of these affairs, you go to him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. You call on him. You seek his help and His aid. You seek His blessing and His bounty. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, وَبِهَذَا يَتَحَقَّقُ الْإِيمَانِ. In this manner, the iman becomes actualized. In this manner, the iman becomes actualized. وَيَقْوَى التَعَبُّدُ فَإِنَّ الدُّعَاءَ مُخُّ الْعِبَادَ وَخَالِصُهَا. He said, and likewise, yani in this manner, the faith can be actualized, it can be realized, and also the worship and servitude will strengthen. Because these things, they come coupled together, rather they're the same thing. The reality, if the faith in the heart becomes stronger and realized, then the action and the devotion and the worship outwardly likewise becomes stronger, because the inside is attached to Allah with love, yani with love and with hope, and with knowing Him and hoping in Him and fearing Him and trusting upon Him and relying upon Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will cause a person to bow down and to submit, to surrender oneself. La'alakum tuslimun. So that you can surrender, you can submit to Him. So the faith and the heart, when it's strong and firm, increases the ta'abud, increases the worship and the ubudiyah, the servitude outwardly. He says, because verily, supplication and true invocation, it is the essence of ibadah. It is the essence of ibadah, and it's purest form. So he says, وَكَذَلِكَ تَفَكُّرُ فِي كَثْرَةِ نِعَمِ اللَّهِ وَآلَائِهِ الْعَامَةِ وَالْخَاصَةِ الَّتِي لَا يَخْلُو مِنْهَا مَخْلُوقٌ طَرْفَةَ عَيْنٍ فَإِنَّ هَذَا يَدْعُو إِلَى الْإِيمَانِ. And likewise, to ponder and to reflect about the abundant blessings, the abundant blessings and the general favors, the general and specific favors and bounties. And the abundant blessings that you cannot count, blessing after blessing after blessing, in your breath, and your liver, and your lungs. And subhanAllah, some people, their lungs don't work, or their livers don't work. The liver has so many benefits, cleaning the blood and cleaning the impurities in the body. Some people, they have to be on a machine for their blood to be taken in and taken out every single day, for the cleansing to happen, what the liver maybe does for us in a moment. A person who has spent hours on a machine, or his kidneys and the likes like this, these are organs that we have nothing to do with, they're just benefiting us. And many of us, we forget about them. Many times we forget about them, but they're very beneficial. The heart and the lungs and the liver and the pancreas and all these different organs inside the human body, that in the creation of those things themselves is an amazing affair. It's an amazing affair that the creation of the human being and how it was created from that fluid. فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ مِمَّا خُلِقَ مِنْ مَاءٍ دَافِقٍ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ بَيْنِ الصُّلْبِ وَالتَّرَائِبِ. يعني سبحان الله ألم نخلقكم من ماء مهين ثم جعلناه في قرار مكين إلى قدر معلوم فقدرنا فنعم القادرون. This is an amazing affair. The human being, he used to be a fluid, but the fluid is two different types, one from the male and one from the female. One from the male and one from the female. This fluid is far from each other. But whenever they come together in that womb, that fluid is placed there. Ma'in mahin, a lowly fluid. If a person, he got it on his clothing, he would not want nobody to see it. Although it's tahir, no doubt about that, but he would not want nobody, he'll be shy from it. He'll be shy for anybody to see it. He'll wipe it off and clean it. He won't walk around with it on his clothing. He won't walk out. This is what he's created from. This is what he's created from. That fluid goes into the womb. يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ خَلْقًا مِنْ بَعْضِ خَلْقٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ ثَلَاثٍ. And so many signs in the Quran indicating the power of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that you see it in the universe. He created it in the belly of, in the wombs of the women, in this manner like this. That fluid comes together and mixes, and then it turns into blood. What color is that fluid? It's white. What color is the blood? The blood is almost black. It's red, but those two fluids mix together and they turn into almost a black type of blood. And then that blood turns into a piece of flesh, which is a different color likewise. And then a piece of flesh, Allah, He called it a mudghah. A mudghah. They say that looks like a gum, a chewed substance. That's the translation, a chewed substance, a flesh. Like this, a mudghah. Then from that piece of flesh that's just like bunched up like that, yani all of a sudden sprouting from there are arms. Sprouting from there are arms that have fingers. There's joints and there's veins, there's muscles, and all other amazing. And spreading from there, from that mudghah, sprouting from there are legs with knees and shins and calves, with toes and heels. And then from that, likewise, a head that has ears. The ears, they have bones inside of them. And if they're very small, even when you're large, how about the bones inside of, yani, subhanallah? That's why you say, La ilaha illallah. These are all amazing affairs. And then after that, yani, the human being comes in this manner out of the womb, and then Allah teaches it how to talk, and then it belies the Creator and denies the Creator. Yani, subhanallah. Or it disobeys the Creator, or does not show gratitude and thanks to the Creator. And this is His creation. This is His manner, and He can't deny it, and He can't belie it. And everyone knows that. And everyone knows this is the greatest sign of the power and the authority that Allah has, the ability to do all things. That human being comes out from that manner in this manner, and then he loves and he hates and he eats, he likes chicken, he don't like fish, or he likes this type of, like, he has desires, he has emotions. Yani, this is the sifat he's talking about. Some of them are tall, some of them are white, some of them, yani, this one is smart, this one is not so bright, this one is very, 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 very gifted in speech, this one, and then they start speaking, it's like that's a whole other thing to ponder over, the language. This is all from the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, indicating His majesty and His glory and His knowledge and wisdom and His right to be worshipped, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all of this now, yani, the one who created us like this, He's the one who's worthy of worship. He's the one who can help you and can protect you and can save you. No one else. No one else. Not you, not me. Only Allah Azza wa Jal. And the return is to Him. The same way He created us, He's going to bring us back to life. We're going to be held accountable for our deeds. So he says, وَكَذَلِكَ تَفَكُّرُ يعني then also pondering and thinking over these tremendous bounties and blessings and favors from Allah Azza wa Jal, general and specific. And no creation for a blink of an eye is free from these bounties. And the fact that it's even in existence is a bounty and blessing from Allah. No creation, no creature is free from benefiting from the bounties and the blessings and the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for the blink of an eye. If it's alive, its life is provided by Allah. The air in the sky and that we're breathing and the lights like this is a bounty and a favor from Allah. Oh, no one is free, yani, self-sufficient for the blink of an eye from the bounties and the favors of Allah. So he says, rahimahullah, وَلِهَذَا دَعَى اللَّهُ الرُّسُلَ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِلَى شُكْرِهِ. So because of this, Allah, He has called the messengers and the believers to show thanks to Him. فَقَالَ يَا أَيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُلُوا مِن طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقَنَاكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِلَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ. Allah, He mentioned, O you who believe, eat from the wholesome and good things that we have provided for you and show thanks to Allah if it's Him you truly worship. If it's Him whom you truly worship. So the Shaykh, he says, فَالْإِيمَانُ يَدْعُو إِلَى الشُّكْرِ وَالشُّكْرُ يَنْمُو بِهِ الْإِيمَانِ فَكُلُّ مِنْهُمَا مُلَازِمٌ وَمَلْزُومٌ لِلْآخَرِ. He said, so therefore, al-Iman, sincere and true faith, it calls to showing thanks. It calls to being thankful, showing gratitude. And showing gratitude in that manner, by showing thanks, the Iman grows. Iman calls to show thanks, and when you show thanks, the Iman grows. So both of them, they're coupled together. And one of them requires and necessitates the other, and the other one comes about by way of the other. And they're coupled like this. So any meaning that shukru, shukr is from iman. And because shukr is from the actions. He's already clarified the issue of the actions. What is the issue of the actions? Any from faith? He remembers what the Shaykh he mentioned. The issue of the actions from the faith. There's a number of points he mentioned. That the actions, they're from faith. That's the first point. And then by way of the actions, the faith is actualized and realized. And likewise, from the way of the actions, the faith is increased and kept firm. And so the actions from one aspect, they are part of the faith. They are from al-Iman, the reality of al-Iman. And by way of the actions, likewise, the Iman is established and affirmed and actualized. And also, they're the means to increase the faith and keep it firm and strong. So shukr is from the greatest actions of faith. Shukr is from the greatest actions, yani, of faith. So this is something that yani, the faith requires, and also that the faith is brought about by way of. Yani, the faith is strengthened, and it grows by showing thanks. He grows by showing thanks. And so for a believer to reflect over these affairs every day. A day should not go by a believer he's not thinking about the creation, about his life, about where he's been, about where he's going, remembering these bounties and these affairs, looking at his child and how his child is growing and how his house is safe and they're not in fear and the life's like this, and how if he has children who are healthy and how they're well in their mind and they're well in their body, alhamdulillah, or if they're tried with something to show thanks, likewise, it could be more severe. But if a person, he sees these affairs, or he sees his vehicle is moving and it gets him to and from work, and he's comfortable and he's safe, and just the fact that a person is safe and not afraid, he's safe and his family, he's not afraid, this is a great bounty, a great blessing coming here and coming there. And the fact that a person, his bills are paid, there's AC, the house is cool, the house is clean, Danny, the neighborhood is safe. Because many brothers live in strange and bad neighborhoods. Bad neighborhoods, they go home and they're afraid of what's going to happen because of the neighbors and the likes like this. Oh, Danny, so many bounties and blessings, so many favors, Danny, that a believer, he has to realize and to thank Allah, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, I can see. Alhamdulillah, I can hear. Alhamdulillah, I can move. Alhamdulillah, I'm strong. Alhamdulillah, my knees work. My elbows work. Many people that can't bend their joints, any of the joints in the body. This is all very, very great benefits that should not go by without showing thanks, without remembrance. And he's showing thanks, remembering this is from Allah. It's a blessing from Allah. It's a favor from Allah. Reflecting over the creation. And the greatest of all those blessings is to believe. And to have the iman. So then to show thanks likewise for the faith. And for the faith. And for iman. This is from the greatest of favors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned in his book, we just read a few different verses, just selected verses from the Quran with the translation. They stand out to me with regards to this affair, pondering over the creation. So this is what the discussion has been about. For some time, pondering and reflecting first to learn the names and attributes of Allah. And likewise to ponder and to reflect over the Quran, to think deeply about the verses of Allah. And then likewise to ponder and reflect over the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and think deeply about his seerah and his life and what he was upon, from the lofty and noble manners and the praiseworthy and good deen sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And now to ponder over the creation. So we can read a few verses in this manner and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to benefit us and to increase in faith. And with regards to the pondering over the creation, Allah, he says in Surah Al-Qaf, أَفَلَمْ يَنْظُرُوا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ فَوْقَهُمْ كَيْفَ بَنَيْنَاهَا وَزَيَّنَاهَا وَمَا لَهَا مِنْ فُرُوجٍ. Allah, he says, have they not looked at the heaven above them? And now we have made it and adorned it, and there are no rifts in it. And you look at the heavens, how amazing it is, and how strong it is, and how beautiful it is. And the daytime is blue. Sometimes in the morning time, it's even changed colors. Maybe it'll be yellow and red, or purple and pink, and the lights like this, and likewise in the sunset, and in the daytime it's blue and a beautiful color, and it's strong, and it's not falling apart, and it's not falling down on top of us, and neither is it going away like smoke. It's established and it's firm there, and there are no pillars standing there. There's nothing holding it up except the power of Allah, and there's no hanger above it. It's not hanging. The sky is not hanging from a hanger, nor are there pillars holding it up. Nor are there pillars. It's the creation of the sky is an amazing affair. And then Allah Azza wa Jal, he sends arriyaha lawaqiha. He sends the winds. The winds, he calls them fertilizers. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, lawaqi, like fertilizers. Any of the winds come, and on the backs of winds, it brings water. Water coming in the clouds and with the wind. The wind is in the sky. You can't even see it, but you feel it when it comes. And you feel how gentle it is and soft it is, and the breeze is beautiful and nice and beneficial for you. Other times it's a threat, and the wind will be strong and severe, and it will scare you. Sometimes Allah will destroy people with the winds. And the lights like this, this is in the sky. Sometimes Allah, he bring the wind, and with that wind, he bring water in the sky. And then whenever the water comes, it comes in proportion. Biqadarin mawzoon. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he's the one who has authority of the stores, not you and I. He's the one who sends the rain from the sky. And in a manner in the most beautiful way, in drops. In drops. Sometimes it'll be a lot of water, but it comes in drops. If it all came at one time, it would wipe out the land in one spout, but it comes in drops in here and there. And the light's like this, and sometimes there's light drops, and sometimes there are strong drops, and sometimes it's a downpour, and it will last for a moment, and it stops. Sometimes the sky will be beautiful, and it will be hot, and there will be no clouds, and suddenly rain comes from the sky. Rain comes from the sky, and the sun is out. Other times the sky will become black and dark, and it's daytime. You feel like it's Maghrib, and it's the middle of the day, and then the rain will come. The thunder will come, praising Allah, glorifying Allah. And then it goes away. And then it goes away. And then from that Allah, He brings crops and He brings benefit. He brings rain, benefit for the camels and for the cattle and for the animals and for the plants and for the trees and for you and I. This is an amazing affair. أَفَلَمْ يَنْظُرُوا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ أَفَوْقَهُمْ Did they not look at the heaven above them? Above them, how we built it and we have beautified it and adorned it. And it's not falling apart. And it's strong since it's been built. Subhanallah, subhanallah. If you look at the sky over Stone Mountain, and you go look at the sky over Indonesia, you go look at the sky over Yemen, you go look at the sky over Somal, yani, over Kenya, over Africa, or in Egypt, it's the same sky. It's a different place though. But the sky is strong and powerful, and an amazing affair. An amazing affair. All of it's the same color. Yani, subhanallah. And all of it is in the same manner. There's no holes in it. It's not falling apart. It's not falling apart. Allah is sustaining it and providing it. This is an amazing affair. He said, وَالْأَرْضَ مَدَدَنَاهَا وَأَلْقَيْنَا فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَ وَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ بَهِيجٍ And the earth we have spread it out and set therein mountains standing firm and have produced therein every kind of lovely growth and plants. And the earth is vast, it's spread. It's spread out, it's wide, as far as flat. Yani, for us to walk on and to use and to utilize. Yani, an amazing affair. And this is how Allah created it for us. Whenever we came here, the earth is already there. The trees are already there. The chicken and the tomatoes and the onions and the herbs and the fruits, it's already there for us. Whenever we came here, it's already there for us. It's provided for us. Everything is already ready for us. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has provided this. This is all from the signs of Allah. What did Allah say about this? Tabsiratan wa dhikra li kulli 'abdin munib. He said, this is an insight and a reminder for every slave who turns to Allah in repentance. وَكُلِّ عَبْدٍ مُنِيبٍ يَنِي The one who repents to Allah Azza wa Jal and devotes himself with obedience. And devotes himself with obedience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبٍ And Allah, He guides the one who does this. Guides him to Him. So from the means of guidance is to make inaba, repentance to Allah, devotion to Allah, sincere obedience to Allah. This is from the greatest means to have guidance. And from the greatest means to benefit from these signs. Likewise, to reflect and to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, وَنَزَّلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً مُبَارَكًا فَأَنْبَتْنَا بِهِ جَنَّاتٍ وَحَبَّ الْحَصِيدِ And we sent down blessed water, any from the sky. This is an amazing affair likewise. The water comes from the sky above us. The water that we drink and that we benefit from, that is so good and beneficial, rather that we're in dire need for, that if it didn't come, if we didn't have it, we'll die. Our plants will die, our crops will die, our animals will die, and we will die. And we will die. We're in need of this water. No one can bring it except for Allah. And He brings it from above your head in the sky. We used to joke with the children, can you take a helicopter and go up there and get the water from the sky? Can you go to the sky and turn the faucet on? This is in the hand of Allah. He sends the water from the sky. He sends the water from the sky. Even though being clouds. Have you seen a cloud? Sometimes the clouds do come low. They call it fog. You see it, it's like smoke. But those clouds, they carry water by the permission of Allah. Carry water that we're in need of. And then if Allah, He sends the water from the sky, no one can stop it except for Allah. That's why that one time the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is given a khutbah, a man he came and he said that the land has been destroyed, that the crops are destroyed and the animals are dying because of a drought. Make dua. The Prophet made dua, it became raining immediately, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the next week he came back again, asked Allah to make the rain stop, because verily the everything's flooded and the crops are becoming flooded now. And he saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, hawalayna wa la alayna, put it around us on the outskirts of the town and not on us. And he asking Allah not to stop the rain but to move it for other lands to benefit from. And then it happened. And the point is that Allah, He sends the rain and He stops the rain. and that we're in dire need of the rain to come, and we're also in dire need of it to stop when it comes, and to come in the manner that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sends it. This is an amazing affair. وَنَزَّلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً مُبَارَكًا, and we send down blessed water, rain from the sky, and then we produce therein gardens and grain and every kind of harvest that are reaped. وَالنَّخْلَ بَاسِقَةٍ لَهَا طَلْعٌ نَضِيدٌ, and date and tall date palms with ranged clusters. رِزْقًا لِلْعِبَادِ, a provision for Allah's slaves. Any for you and me. رِزْقًا لِلْعِبَادِ, a provision for the slaves. Many times you will find this mentioned, either for the slaves, or Allah will say, لَكُمْ, for you, for you, for you. Many times He mentioned the creation of the heavens and the earth, the rain coming from the sky, the benefits and the bounties and the blessings of Allah. He will say, for you, a provision for you. We created for you. All of this for you. The sun and the moon, it moves in alteration for you. And the rain, it comes from the sky for you. And the cattle are subjected to you. And we have created this for you. So what is He saying about this? What does that call you to do? Show thanks. Show thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal by being obedient to Him. By being obedient to Him. He said, and the date, a provision for Allah's slaves. And we give life therewith to a dead land. And thus will be the resurrection of the dead. And yeah, also an indication of the sign and the power, and the power of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the power of Allah Azza wa Jal. That if he's able to bring the life to the barren soil and to the land like this, and He bring you and I to life from that fluid, He can bring us back to life. Rather, He will bring us back to life. That's the promise that those who have sincere faith, they believe in. Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, He mentions in other verses, yani from the great wisdom behind these signs. In Surah Al-Ra'd, Allah he began and he mentioning the Basmala, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and then he says Alif Lam Mim Ra, and these are from the miracles of the Quran, and a challenge for mankind that this is Quran is composed of these letters, and if it's from mankind, if the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam made up this Quran, it's not from Allah. Here are the same letters that's used in the Quran. So therefore use them and make the likes of it. But they can't do that. They can't do that. Clarifying that this is Quran is from Allah. They cannot take Alif and Ameem, nor the Ra, nor the Sad, nor the Qaf, or any of the other, Hamim, Ayn, Sin, Qaf. They can't, yani this is a challenge for mankind, for the Arabs specifically, in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and for mankind. Here are the letters the Quran is composed of. If it's from mankind, then gather all of your people together and bring the likes of it. And bring the likes of it. And if you're not able to, and you'll never be able to, then fear Allah. Then fear Allah. So Allah, He says this, تِلْكَ آيَاتُ الْكِتَابِ وَالَّذِي أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ الْحَقِّ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. These are the verses of the book, yani the Quran, and that which has been revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from your Lord is the truth. But most men do not believe. And then Allah, He says, clarifying who He is, after establishing that the Quran is the truth, and that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the truth. Allahu alladhi rafa'a as-samawati bighayri 'amadin tarawnaha thumma istawa 'ala al-'arsh wa sakhkhara ash-shamsa wal-qamara kullun yajri li-ajalin musamma yudabbiru al-amra yufassilu al-ayati la'allakum bi-liqa'i rabbikum tuqinun. So He says, Allah, He is the one who has raised the heavens without any pillars that you can see, and then He rose above the throne in a manner befitting His majesty, and He has subjected the sun and the moon to continue going around, each running its course for a term appointed. He manages and regulates all affairs. He explains the proofs, the ayat, and the evidences in detail that you may believe with certainty in the meeting with your Lord. With the meeting of your Lord. So these ayats have been explained in detail. In detail, clarification. Why? So that you have certainty that you will meet Allah. And this is a great wisdom here. لَعَلَّكُمْ بِلِّقَاءِ رَبِّكُمْ تُوقِنُونَ. So that you have certainty that you will meet your Lord, the one who created you, the one who provided for you, the one who sustained you, the one who gave you eyesight, the one who fed you, the one who clothed you, the one who keep you safe, the one who raised you and nourished you from that fluid in the womb until this day, until the day that you die. You're going to go back to Him. Look into the creation, look into the heavens and the earth, look into the sky. It's standing there with no pillars. Allah, He is the one holding it there. And in order for you to have certainty that you're going to go back to Him and meet Him, Subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in authentic narration, مَنْ أَحَبَّ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَ وَمَنْ كَرِهَ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ كَرِهَ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَ. That whoever loves to meet the meeting of Allah, Allah loves to meet him. And whoever dislikes the meeting of Allah, then Allah dislikes to meet him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in Surah Ar-Rum, some very beautiful and amazing verses, and he clarifying his greatness and his bounty, calling the people to ponder over his signs, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he mentioned, and he close to the beginning of this chapter, وَيَوْمَ تُقُمُ السَّاعَةُ يَوْمَ أَذِنْ يَتَفَرَّقُونَ. And on the day whenever the hour will be established, and that day all men, they will be separated. يَتَفَرَّقُونَ, meaning the believers and the disbelievers, the people will be separated on this day. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَهُمْ فِي رَوْضَةٍ يُحْبَرُونَ. And as for those who believed in the oneness of Allah and did righteous good deeds, then they shall be honored and made to have a luxurious and a joyful life, abiding forever in gardens of delight in paradise. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَلِقَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ فِي الْعَذَابِ مُحْضَرُونَ. And as for those who disbelieved and denied our proofs, denied our signs, denied our verses, denied our ayat, and in the meeting of the hereafter, such shall be brought forth to the torment of the hellfire. And they will be brought there, and they will abide there. So Allah, he says, فَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ حِينَ تُمْسُونَ وَحِينَ تُصْبِحُونَ. So glorify Allah from every defect or deficiency in the evening and in the morning. وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَعَشِيًا وَحِينَ تُظْهِرُونَ. And his all praise are for him and thanks to him in the heavens and the earth. And glorify him in the afternoon and when you come up to the time in the middle of the day, in either dhuhr time, and the likes like this. And he's referring to the congregational prayers. And he's praising Allah and thanking him at all times, in all circumstances. Then he says, يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَيُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ وَيُحْيِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا وَكَذَلِكَ تُخْرَجُونَ. And he brings out the living from the dead, and he brings out the dead from the living, and he revives the earth after its death, and thus you shall be brought out, and you'll be brought back to life in this manner. Allah, he brings the life, the living from the dead. You need the seed, from the seed which is dead, he brings the plant that is alive. And from the egg that is dead, he brings the animal, the bird that is alive. And the life, like from the fish, they come from eggs. From these dead eggs, Allah brings the live fish. From the semen and the fluid, Allah, he brings the human being. And the human being. And likewise, that fluid, it comes from the human being. And he's bringing the dead from the life. And likewise, that egg, it comes from the bird and from the fish. So the dead, Allah, he brings the life out of the dead and the dead out of the life. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is an amazing affair. This is an amazing affair. The earth, it'll be dead, and from that, he'll bring life. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then that life will die, and he'll bring a new life. Another tree will come. Another fruit will come. Another plant will come. Another leaf will come. The leaf will flourish and grow, and then it will crumble up and die, and another one will come. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's powerful and strong. He's powerful and strong. And then he says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ إِذَا أَنْتُمْ بَشَرٌ تَنْتَشِرُونَ. And among his signs is that he created you, meaning Adam, from dust, and he from the dirt, and then from him, and then from that you are a human being spread out through the earth. يعني من آياته أن خلقكم من تراب ثم إذا أنتم بشر تنتشرون. يعني Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he created you from the dirt, and he created Adam like this, and then from that one person, many and countless human beings. Many countless human beings. يعني all through the land, all different races, all different sizes, all different colors, يعني countless human beings until today. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. And among his signs is that he created for you wives from amongst yourselves, that you find peace and repose in them. And he has put between you affection and love and mercy and verity, and that are indeed signs for people who reflect any of the relationship between a man and his wife, and in the love that they have, and that which comes from there, from benefit and from happiness and from joy and from help and security and safety and stability and likewise love and children and progeny and family and the likes like this. This is from the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَاتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِلْعَالِمِينَ. And among his signs, and from the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal, is the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the difference of your languages and colors and verity, and that are indeed signs for men who have sound knowledge. And this one is white, and this one is black, and this one is dark, and this one is another color, and the languages are different. And this one, his language, is in this manner, and this one is in that manner, and so on and so forth. This is an amazing affair. Science for people who have sound knowledge. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ مَنَامُكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَابْتِغَاؤُكُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَسْمَعُونَ. And among his signs is your sleep. Yani the sleeping is a sign from Allah. Sleeping is a sign from Allah by the nighttime and the daytime. And the fact that you go out seeking his bounty in the daytime. Verily, and that indeed are signs for people who listen. Any signs, any sleeping is a bounty and a favor and a blessing. And if the one who is not able to sleep, then he'll be tortured. He'll become sick. He can even become a madman and lose his sanity because of lack of sleep. He'll start seeing things and hearing things and thinking things and the likes like this. Maybe he'll be touched by schizophrenia, or the jinn will come to him in this manner because of lack of sleep. Because lack of sleep, and the fact that if he could just go to sleep for a moment, then this is what he's hoping for. But he can't sleep with insomnia, for example. Or whenever he does sleep, he'll be tired and completely exhausted. He's not able to hardly move, can barely even pray, for example, after traveling. And then he will sleep, and he'll be strong again. He'll be rejuvenated, ready to go again, ready to start a new day. And he all from the sleep. The sleep is a sign from Allah, a bounty from Allah, a favor from Allah. But Allah Azza wa Jalla himself, he doesn't sleep, and he doesn't need sleep, and he doesn't need food, he doesn't need rest, he doesn't get tired. As for the human being, it's from his perfection that he sleeps. It's a need that he sleeps. Even a person can't sleep without the permission of Allah. These are all signs for people who listen. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ يُرِيكُمُ الْبَرْقَ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَيُنَزِّلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَيُحْيِي بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَقِيلُونَ. And among his signs is that he shows you the lightning for fear and for hope, and he sends down the rain from the sky and therewith revives the earth after its death. Verily, and that are indeed signs for people who understand. These are signs that a person, he must reflect over. He must think about. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ تَكُومَ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ بِأَمْرِهِ. And this is an amazing affair. هَذَا وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمَ.